Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, enjoyers. Welcome to church today. Well, I got to tell you, we are in for a treat, an absolute treat. I don't know about you, this has been the craziest year of my life. And you might be like, Shane, you're pretty crazy. I reckon you've had some crazy years. And you would be right in thinking that. But this year, it has been a year like no other year. But you know what I would also say? I would say that this year, we have seen the goodness of God. We have seen the power of God. We have seen the miraculous of God, potentially like we never have before. So often I get asked about church and church life, and people ask me, so how is church doing? And you know what? Typically, this will be my answer. Well, do you want to know what I know or what I think I know? Because sometimes I think I know things and I don't really know things, but at the end of the day, this is what I know. God is building His church, and the church is incredibly healthy. The church is remarkably strong. From one end of the globe to the other end of the globe, wherever there's an Enjoy Church location, I got to tell you, we are doing good. And for that, I want to say praise the Lord. I want to say thank you, Jesus, because there are so many people that are going through so many challenges. And I'm aware that even amongst our own congregation, there are many brothers and sisters, many business owners, many people in the medical fraternity, many people that have gone through all sorts of different scenarios, all sorts of different situations. But I want to encourage you today, God is for you. God is for you. And I want to encourage you with this thought, because I actually believe when it comes to how is church doing, I believe that we are part of a miracle. I believe we're experiencing a miracle. I believe the miracle that Enjoy is currently experiencing needs to be your miracle. And I want to speak it over you now in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you to remember and to remind yourself of all the good things that God has done in your life up to this point in time. If you're an 8-year-old, well, that's over the last 8 years. If you're an 88-year-old, that's over the last 88 years. Think about all the good things that God has done in your journeying in God. Because I tell you the truth, when I begin to think about all the good things that the Lord has done for me, they are endless. Now, enjoyers, here's the thing. We as a church, we are experiencing a miracle. In fact, we are living within the confines of a miracle. Just a little bit like when Jesus turned the water into wine. You know, as in, I think about the water in those barrels. Everybody knew this is just plain water. But at the command of Jesus, as the servants begin to draw the water, it turns into wine. Something supernatural happens out of something very natural. Something extraordinary comes from something that's ordinary. Friends, I want to encourage you, in the midst of what has been a fairly ordinary year, God wants to bring your extraordinary. I want to encourage you today to believe for the miraculous. Now, Psalm chapter 103, we're going to read from verse 8 together. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth, praise the Lord, is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. I don't know about you, but when I read that, I'm like, Shazam, right there. Praise the Lord. This is our God, and He is a good, good Father. He wants to bless you. He has blessed us this year. He's blessed Enjoy this year. He wants to bless you this year. I believe it's the will of God. Now, on the screen here, praise God, to my left-hand side, you can see all of the Enjoy location pastors. In fact, wherever you're sitting today, why don't you just give it up for them right now? You guys can give us a wave. Why don't you give us a wave in to all of Enjoy World? We're watching you now from all over the globe. And I got to tell you, we celebrate you all. We are thankful for you all. In this last 7-8 months, particularly when we've been in lockdown, you guys, I know you have been serving the Lord and serving His people. You have been boundless, if that's the right word, as in you're just bounding, you're just going after after serving the people of God in a way that is so sacrificial, so caring and so kind, so loving, so merciful. You're there to serve and to minister in good times and in bad times. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of all of Enjoy Church. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. Now, Enjoyers, this is what we're going to do today. It's a sermon like you probably haven't had for a little while. We are going to be looking to some of our location pastors into their particular location and to hear of the goodness of God that has been demonstrated, outworked and realized as part of the miracle throughout this season. As we do this and as we hear what's happening in the life of the locations of Enjoy Church, this is what I'm going to encourage you to do. I'm going to encourage you to reach out and to receive what is upon the church that you are planted in. There's so many different stories, and they're wonderful stories of the goodness of God, of the miraculous of God. This is what I want you to do though. Don't just sit there and be timid now, but stir your faith up. And as you hear what God is already doing in the land which you belong to, I want to encourage you to say, well, if you're doing that on us as a church, then I'm going to receive that for myself, for my marriage, for my family, for my business, for whatever it is that is near and dear to your heart. So beginning right now, we're going to go to our east location. We're going to zoom straight in here to Pastor Danny and Pastor Bindi. And I'm going to ask them, we're going to focus on the area of Restore. This is part of their world, which is strong. It's part of our world that is strong, really strong in this particular location. So Pastor Danny and Pastor Bindi, why don't you just tell us there what's happening in the east?
Yeah. Pastor Shane, I think that really the opportunities that we're seeing today have really been as a result of the investment in relationship that we've sown as a church community. I think when Bindi and I took on the East, I don't know how many years ago that was, it was four or five years ago, we really had this burden or vision that if we're going to reach a community, we have to be a community. We have to love each other. We have to demonstrate forgiveness. We have to demonstrate grace in order to reach a community. So I really feel like the opportunities that we've had to reach our community today, the incredible opportunity that we've had during COVID, has been as a result of that. I think the stats currently are just in the 7 months of COVID that we've been able to distribute 3,106 care packs directly to our community. So that's been phenomenal. It's been a much more scaled back version of Restore of what we normally would do. Because normally with Restore, we're all about, you know, Enjoy's Church is value. Our main value, the one we speak about the most, is relationship. And right from day one, when we set up Restore, which is a community resource center, we always envisaged it being a place where value, love, respect, dignity has been given to all of our community. But we first had to give that to each other. And I really think the opportunity we've had today is as a result of just sowing that mission and vision of being a united body, being a community to reach a community.
That's really good. Yeah. I love the thought of the connection and the connectivity there that begins with you and Bindi. And I believe it would be true of all of our location couples that really what is happening in the locations is a overflow of what is happening in the home of our location pastors and hopefully our senior pastors and board members and all the rest. But as it begins at the top, there's this waterfall, watershed of the goodness of God into all these spaces. Now, you've got a verse there which is very important to you both. Why don't you bring that to us today?
Yeah, the verse comes from Romans 12:5, and it says, "So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." As I said before, Bindi and I have had this just vision and mission to just be a united location. But this scripture in COVID really jumped out at me, particularly the word belong. And we've found ourselves asking, and we've been finding ourselves challenging our leaders in our location, what does it mean to belong? What does it mean to belong to each other? And basically, we've come to the conclusion, if I was to put it in our language, It basically means our life is not our own. You know, when we belong to each other, I belong to somebody else, which means we have to give up ownership of my rights and my privileges, and we're there to serve each other, which has been then a direct overflow as we've gone into the community. And we've just loved and served our community over the past 5 years, but particularly the last 7 months has been really reaping that opportunity.
That's wonderful. That really is wonderful. And I'm going to pray that, I'm going to be praying for everybody that is online today, that's watching online and on Facebook, that they would actually have a real revelation of what it is to belong. So many people want to belong. Humanity was designed to belong to God, to belong to each other through healthy relationships that are a blessing, not just to one generation, but to every generation that flows on. So I'm going to be encouraging every enjoyer right now just to believe that you would get a revelation of this word belong and how powerful it is if you would embrace the not only the word or the term, But an understanding that it's exactly what Pastor Denny has just said. At this point, you don't actually belong to yourself anymore, but you belong to God and you belong one to another. And I promise you this, if we can get this revelation, the church will turn the world upside down overnight, no doubt about it. We're going to flick across now all the way to the great city of Adelaide in the great state of South Australia. Go the Crows or Port or whoever it is that you follow. And we're going to speak into this space. And, you know, Pastor Josh and Pastor Sharon, you guys are incredible, doing a great work there. It's been so exciting. I think all of Enjoy is living through you and the congregation there to some degree or other, because you're out, you're having services, new people are coming into the life of the church. You get to worship the house down every Sunday, and we just see the goodness of God. You've enjoyed a great time of growth coming out of COVID, out of the lockdown. Why don't you tell us about that today?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, look, there's no doubt we're having just so much fun right now here in Adelaide. And I think it's been 15 weeks, Sharon, since we've come out of our, lockdown from services. And that was super frustrating, because I think, like all of us as location pastors, we hit this year with a lot of expectation. Mm-hmm. What was big for us was we came over to Summit and we brought a heap of our leaders with us. Yeah. And we really think that was an important time for us as a location. And we sort of hit back to Adelaide, ready to take on this year on the back of a prophetic word too, that in September last year at Enjoy there in the West, Mike Maiden prophesied over Adelaide that God was up to something. And he actually prophesied 5 years worth of growth in 1 year. And so we fully embraced that and went, yeah, bring it on, a little bit overwhelmed. But when services stopped, that was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? But a whole lot of stuff's happened, hasn't it, Sharon? Yeah. I think in our team, and just like you were saying, Pastor Shane, you know, I think it does. It starts in the heart of a leader, and alignment, I believe, is a front end issue. Like, you get your wheels aligned, you get the front wheels aligned, everything comes in behind it. And I think our team just really got aligned to the Enjoy world even more at Summit. And since then, we've just return to services, and there's just been a total shift over our church, the spirit of our church, the heart of it. Mm. And obviously with that, we've seen an increase in numbers as well.
Yeah.
So it's been incredible.
Which is absolutely wonderful. Now, typically we talk every week, and you seem to be a little embarrassed these days about the goodness of what is happening there. But I want you to know that we're all celebrating with you. And once again, it's a little bit like what we're talking about here. The miracle is happening there, and we're all going to believe it for ourselves. And so there's a verse that is very important to you that we've been talking about. Why don't you share that with us today?
Yeah, it's Psalm 133, and it's verses 1-3, which says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren who dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the garment, edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." And I think for us, really, as we've chosen to align with some of the amazing cultures that come with being a part of the Enjoy family, we've chosen to align with the big and we've chosen to align with the small. And because alignment is all about unity, it's about us being in unity with the Enjoy culture that we love, and having some of our leadership team come and see what we were talking about has brought that greater alignment. And here in this verse, it's not actually that God just gives blessing. It says that he commands blessing. And that's
praise
what
God.
seen amazing blessing, growth in our church, but not just in numbers, growth in the people as we've chosen to align with all of the culture of Enjoy Church. And I think it's important that we align with the small things because that shows our heart, and our heart is to be a part of the family that we love so much.
Which is wonderful. I love this story. I really do. And, you know, what I love is, and we see it in your life, we see it in the location there, but this is a reality for all of Enjoy, and we've seen it now for many years. For the last 22 years of Enjoy Church, here's something I want to encourage you with. For 22 years in a row now, we have experienced growth. And what I'm hearing today from Pastor Josh and Pastor Sharon is as they made a decision to align themselves with us and to come into unity with us, what is on us has now come upon them. Enjoyers, I want to say to you today, what is upon us is going to come upon you. And just like they're experiencing growth, not just numerical growth, but heart and spirit growth, I'm believing that for you also. Heart and spirit growth, numerical growth, physical growth. Some of you are believing for a baby. Let's believe for a baby. Praise God. There's some growth right there. And so whatever it is that you're believing for, may the favor that's upon this house come upon your house as it's on that house in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen. That's a great testimony, great story there. Now we're gonna flick around now to the northern suburbs of Melbourne, into Epping, and we're going to reach out to Pastor Ralph and Anna DiGiacomo, who are going to talk to us today about family favor. There's some great things happening across all of our locations, but in regards to this particular topic, I'm like, Pastor Ralphie, why don't you bring it to us today? Tell us what are some of the good things that you and Pastor Anna are seeing there in the North location.
Yeah, well, Pastor Shane, it's been an amazing, amazing season when it comes to family favor. If I can just share my verse first, because it'll just, the segue leads in really well to what I want to say. In Galatians 6, 9 to 10, it says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the household of faith." And in our North location, we've demonstrated this verse throughout all of this season. One of our own families, tragically, who lost their mum. The outpouring of love through meals, through groceries, comfort, encouragement by our North family was something that I've never ever seen in my entire life. It was actually awe-inspiring and overwhelming. Also, that incredible generosity has continued to extend to many in our location through care packs and vouchers, and we've shared the same throughout all our community. We have not stopped doing good. Also, we've had some beautiful people who've made Enjoy North home in this season. And they said they can't believe the relational connection that they've found. So even though we've been in lockdown, our Enjoy Church value of relationship, which we always mention, has kept shining through in this season. We've had a couple welcome their miracle baby into the world, which has been really exciting. And another miracle baby is coming up next month. So we're looking forward to that. We've had people getting jobs, receiving promotions and pay rises. Even in these lean times, there's some businesses that are really booming. And then one of our girls who works for a children's center has been showing our online services in that center. And two teenage girls, the story has just come through now, have given their hearts to the Lord and they want to be baptized in the coming weeks. So I just love that. That's family favor all over.
Family favor, praise God. That's a great story, great testimony. And I want to encourage all of you, because I know many of you out there, it has been a challenge, it has been tough times, but we are seeing family favor across the life of the church. I want to encourage you, my friends, God does not have favorites. Put your hope in Him, put your trust in Him, align yourself with Him and His word and the body of Christ. And what is on us and what is in His word is going to become your reality. And you might say, Shane, you say that like you actually believe it. I do believe it. Family favor is meant to be yours in Jesus' name. I declare it over you, but here's the thing. You need to receive that. You need to get ready to receive that. Get up every day. Look in the mirror before you go out the door or go into the lounge room or whatever it is that you do these days and just begin to declare the promises of God over your life. They are yes and amen to all of us that are in Christ Jesus. Get ready, reach out, pull down that family favor in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, Amen. That would be us all saying it together. Praise God. Great stories there. Great things happening in the North location. From here, we're gonna swing out to Melton. Melton is a really exciting part of our world. You would have seen last week me speak about Melton and where that basically began. But this is what we've got coming. We've got coming a new facility in Jesus' name. So we're gonna swing across now to Pastor Ash and Norma, and they're gonna tell us of some of the great things that are happening, particularly in regards to the new facility in Melton.
Well, the highlight for us is definitely our church building being built. It's going to be huge, massive, the end of a three-year journey and such a game changer for us when it comes to being able to do things and have a footprint and a location within our community. But to be honest, the most important part, and it's the same across all of Enjoy, is that the people of our church are being built, because really that's what it's all about. You know, we've grown so much in this season. So many new people have connected to Melton via Facebook, via just all sorts of ways. It's amazing. So many people, we have a great online community happening during our lockdown. But, you know, as part of that, there's been so many amazing stories. But one that I just have to mention is of a guy that connected to us via Facebook, just on an inbox. And he was unsaved, but then within a week, he'd given his life to God, which is pretty awesome. And this all happened towards the end of the first lockdown phase. And then so within a fortnight of getting saved, we did a backyard water baptism in someone's pool, and we had him water baptizing between lockdowns. It's so, so cool. It's an amazing story. But kind of moving further into the story and the journey, sadly, a month later, his mum passed away, and it was obviously a big blow to him and his family. But what was unbelievable to see was that in that season, the way that the men of Enjoy Melton, and really all of Enjoy Melton, but particularly the men gathered around him, you see, by the time I got to his house on the day that his mum had passed, there was already one of the guys from our men's friendship group was there with him, spending time with the family. And then the support that happened over the next months, and really even up until now, has just been amazing to see. And, you know, we love our church, and we love the heart of our people. And we know it's not an Enjoy Melton thing. It's an Enjoy Church thing, because it's a Pastor Shane and a Pastor Georgie thing. And we just love seeing the way that our people care for each other, and we're building our physical church. We're building our people's side of church, and God is on the move and doing stuff in between all of it.
That's right. Which is very, very cool. And you know, like I know, that God is in the building his church, and you've got a verse there you want to read to us, eh?
So Matthew 16:18 says, "I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And, you know, we're just believing that God is going to continue to build us and build his church and build Enjoy, and that nothing is going to stop us. Nothing's going to hold us back.
Amen. The thing I love about this story as we get ready now to possess this building is simply the fact that essentially we build buildings, but God builds his church. And because the church is the people, the church is that brother, the church is the families, the church is the couples. God's into the business of building the people, which is the church. But then we put the church in what we call the church, which is actually the building. But it's a great story. It's exciting. Praise God. We put another foot down, and then we get to see what God can do. Only God can do. And we give God all the praise for that. Thank you so much. Now we're going to swing from Melton. Where are we going now? We're going up to Bendigo. That's right. So, some of you are like, did you say Bendigo? I said Bendigo, not Bendigo. We're going to Bendigo grow. You know what I'm saying? And so we're on our way to Pastor Rowan and Ash. And so what we've seen through this lockdown season is an incredible surge of growth in online and Facebook engagement. So Pastor Rowan, why don't you take it away? And you and Ash can tell us exactly what's going on there.
Yeah, no problems. We've been seeing so many incredible things happening online in Bendigo during this time. And I mean, there's so much to talk about, but our online growth has been absolutely incredible. We're seeing guests added to our online Facebook community group every single day, and we're able to grab their email address off that and send them a welcome pack. So although we can't, you know, hand them a welcome pack or hand them a latte, we're handing them virtual lattes through the old email thing, you know. And we've got our Zoom friendship group, which has been going really good. We have all in Zoom, which is all our friendship groups coming together every fortnight on a Wednesday night. And we're seeing, you know, so many people leaning into this space, which is really cool. Wanting to connect with people on that. We're doing worship, and we're kind of having a little mini service, and then we're breaking out, we're flying all across different areas of Bendigo to our breakout rooms and having a great time, you know, doing that. And we've seen, you know, our friendship groups grow during this season, which has been awesome. We've actually got, you know, some people connected to our friendship groups from Oyen. Come on.
Yeah.
Oyen. A lot of you might be like, oh, who? Oh yeah, it's near Mildura, but from Oyen, and it's been really cool to see our creative team step up during this time as well to help bring more kind of engaging spaces. So we've got like prayer and worship nights. There's just been so much happening, and the scripture that comes to my mind when it comes to all this stuff, it's from Hebrews 11 verse 1. It says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." And we've seen God do, you know, amazing things time and time and time again during this COVID time. And we're believing that what we've seen online is going to translate into physical gatherings, not the physical, like as in putting on weight, but physical gatherings, as well as, you know, spiritual growth. We're believing for people during this time, you know, we're like, we're just hearing time and time again, you know, that people are feeling more connected to God than ever before. They feel like their relationship with him is deepened, which is awesome. And just relational growth, hanging out with one another, you know, doing Zoom dinner parties, whatever it is, and just having a great time. So yeah,
praise God. That is a very, very good story. I love hearing of the increase of connection, the connectivity, even though we may not have met these people yet. And I want to encourage all of you, you might be like, well, how does this apply to me and my family? Can I encourage you, like we've already said, the promises of God are yes and amen. According to scripture, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I want to encourage every business person that's out there. I want to encourage every individual that's out there that is looking for connection. Can I encourage you, don't be too quick to put down these modes that we can use at the moment to be connecting. If you're a business person, get online and work it. If you want relationship with people, hop onto Zoom calls, hop onto FaceTime, hop onto whatever way you can and connect and engage. And let's believe together that as we come through this season and we're able to come back together, well, we're going to be full in Jesus' name. We're going to be full to overflowing. It's going to be like Peter when he went out there and he was like, hey, I need some help here because my nets are breaking. Too many good things are happening in my life. But it begins by faith. Let's step it out and believe that God is going to fill our basket and fill our boats and fill our nets in Jesus' name. And everyone said together, amen and amen. All right, we're going to swing across now. Where we're swinging to? Cambodia. Everyone say Cambodia. Cambodia. I heard that. Well, I sort of heard that. All right, Cambodia. I'm going to swing out now to Pastor Bundit and Rebecca, and they're going to tell us of some of the great things that have been happening in Cambodia. Why don't you take it away, Pastor Bundit?
Thank you, Pastor Shane. Yeah, it's we've been running a Cambodian church online nearly 6 months now. And since started, we start around 15, 20 people, but now we keep growing and growing. So we got nearly 5 locations, including in Phnom Penh City and 4 in the provinces. And we have around nearly 310 people around Cambodia at the moment. And they lean in and become like enjoy church. And we run around 11 friendship group that in Cambodia, they can still meet and they can connect and they feel love. We've seen people got saved through friendship group and people got healed and family got saved, like the whole family is coming like one after one. They feel love, they feel connected. And they been like so grateful with the Enjoy Church. And through that, we touch a lot of our leaders in a friendship group and top leader to lead people in Cambodia, because as you know, we're still in Melbourne and we find like the people that love God and love Enjoy Church, they want to be a part of Enjoy Church, especially with the music team. They lean in and we've been like produce more than 10 songs of Enjoy Church. And everyone love it. when we put it online, people keep texting message, this is the wonderful song, and they ask, they keep asking, where is your location? I want to come, and I want to meet, I want to come as in Georgia. We say, no, we don't have a location at the moment. You can just keep doing it online. Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating. I don't know about anybody else, but every time I hear what's happening in Cambodia, it does my head in a little bit, because it shouldn't happen like this. But how many of you know when God is breathing on something, it actually does happen like this? And so at the moment, there's over 300 people that are connected to Enjoy. Weekly, basically 265 of those people are already gathering in numerous locations. It is absolutely fascinating and wonderful. It's like when you step out in faith, you just don't know what God is going to do. I want to encourage every family that's believing for something supernatural, just keep stepping out in faith and allow the Spirit of God to work on your behalf, that you might arrive at the miracle at just the right time. Pastor Bunda, the scripture that comes to mind for you in this season is?
Yeah, it's in Mark 16:15. This is the scripture is Jesus spoke before he went to the Father. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Yeah, this Amen. Is like a really good, really good scripture, and then encourage us in Cambodia also. We go in there, we want to go to all the area in Cambodia. We want to reach out more people to get saved. Yeah.
Yep. And it's absolutely wonderful. You're stepping out in faith. Obviously, you and Pastor Beck and the kids are going to be there beginning of next year. That's what we're praying for. But already we've gone from Phnom Penh into the provinces, and it's just, there's this snowball that's happening. And so we salute you and celebrate you today. So God bless. Good job. Well done. Now we're going to swing into the city and talk to Pastor Rio and Emily. Tell us when it comes to, you guys launched the city location, and after 3 weeks, we had to close down because of lockdown. But Rio, won't you just tell us a little bit of one of the highlights that would be your highlight in regards to Enjoy Church, Melbourne City?
Well, Pastor Shane, it wasn't the plan that we thought, but it's been amazing. We've been seeing people come into our location, new people come into our location weekly, even like through our social media, through our invitation, and seeing salvations and baptisms. And we had a first prayer and a worship night. That was one of the highlights that we have. People baptized in the Holy Spirit through Zoom. I don't know if that's biblical or not, but we still do it anyway, because God can do anything. and God brought strangers, people together, and made us a family. And we had a care packet drop-off day. It was like two, three weeks ago. And I think mostly we had new people just joining, and there was a sense of unity. And last month we had 90% of people of our location joined friendship group, and last month also 80% of our location served. And just this is just amazing to see numbers. Numbers are numbers, but when you see numbers, it tells us something. And the Bible verse that I would like to share is Zechariah chapter 4:10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. To see the plumb line in Zerubbabel, I can't say this really, but
Zerubbabel.
Hope you can, yeah, thank you so much. I often do this. I always ask my wife to just pronounce whatever the name, Bible name. And they continuously I read. So the seven lamps represent the eyes of the Lord that search all around the world. And what we are learning in this season is definitely God is not interested in the size of the tree, because we thought it's going to be a boom. We're going to launch. We're going to see something. We're going to see a revival. And this. But God is not interested in the size of the tree. He's interested in that process that we make to grow that tree. So we're learning to be consistent, and we're learning to have an integrity in this season and doing our best. And God does the rest, because He's able and He's more than able. So yeah, it's been great.
That's so good. You're seeing the goodness of God. And I want to encourage all of you, continue to believe in your situation for the goodness of God. I do love that verse there where it says, men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. In other words, Zerubbabel's going to work. He's building the house of God. People are going to rejoice. And I thank God that in Melbourne and in all of our locations, people in those cities and locations, towns are rejoicing because the church is present and being built. So we give God praise for all of that. Now we're going to swing down to Hobart and speak to Pastor Martin and Rose Orovec, and they're just going to tell us what they're looking forward to in regards to 2021, and then we're almost finished. I want to speak a blessing over you in a moment, but let's turn across now to Pastor Martin and Rose.
Awesome. Thank you, Pastor Shane. We've been in Hobart now for just over 2.5 years, and we've seen some awesome things happen, and we've been in one location, but what we're really excited about stepping into next year is pioneering and starting a brand new location in Hobart. So currently we're in the southern suburbs of Hobart, and we're looking to plant a church in the northern suburbs of Hobart. And so we're very, very excited about that. Very excited about church planting. And we're believing that God, we're going to see God's hand and God's favor on that. You know, one of the things we've seen, particularly over lockdown and even just before lockdown, is a greater number of people coming to our church in the south of Hobart from the northern suburbs. And so that's just been a real, I guess, a confirmation of where God is leading us and the huge need and the huge opportunity that we have in that area. The scripture I want to read today is in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, and it says, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses." And I love the opportunity that we get, that we can take the kingdom of God wherever we go. God's kingdom, God's spirit, God's heart, taking the gospel to the people who don't know God yet. And so we're just really excited about going and planting a church, a second location in Hobart.
Praise God. And that is super exciting and super encouraging. Every place where you put your foot, God is going to give it to you. I want to encourage all of Enjoy Church, every enjoyer, believe that for yourself. Believe that there is more. Believe that God does have plans and purposes for you. And as you step out into Him and put your foot down, He's going to give you that place and you're going to be fruitful there in Jesus' name. In fact, let me speak that over because I'm just looking at the screen now. We've got all of our location passes on. So a big shout out to you all, but a particular shout out to Toshki over there in Osaka. Praise God, Japan. Want to send you're looking... Did you just flex your muscle at us? Praise God. That's all right. You can do that. So big shout out. Let's be believing for not only for Osaka, but for other locations in Japan. I'm believing with you, Toshki. We are believing for that in the future. And also the Wickhams now. It is now probably 1 a.m. in the morning there, and they're on the screen, and their eyes are hanging out of their head. But you know what? They're still smiling. That is faithfulness right there. And so I just want to speak to you, every place where you've put your foot, every place where you put your foot, I'm believing for Grand Junction, increase is coming your way. God is going to give you ground. I believe God is going to give you ground, us ground together. And we're going to see something established for the purposes of God. And so I just speak that over you to both Osaka and also the Wickhams there in Grand Junction, believing for the greatest days of our life. They are before us. And so enjoyers, wherever you are, we can talk about the goodness of God, what we've seen in the last 7 or 8 months until Jesus comes back with his story after story after story. The promises of God are yes and amen to those of us that are in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you, if you've heard anything from these pastors today that has stirred you and you're like, man, I need that in my family, receive it now. Take it now. In fact, I want to speak a blessing over you. So lean in, lean in. Everyone leaning in. You guys can lean in too because it's coming your way. It's coming your way. I want to speak blessing over you. We have been partaking of a miracle. But you know what? The miracle's not done with yet. As the flow of oil is going to continue on. All we need to do is continue to bring our pots, continue to bring our jars, continue to bring whatever we can bring, that the oil might continue to flow. that the miracle might continue to flow. And as it is over in Joy Church, it's going to be over you and your family. I declare it in Jesus' name. And everybody said together, amen. Father, bless our people as they rise up in faith and lay hold, Lord, of the miracle that we are a part of together. I pray that it would land on them and their households in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. I want to encourage all of Enjoy Church to reach out and send a big shout out to all of our location pastors, because seriously, they do an incredible work. They're doing incredible things. And we are all in this together. But these guys are right on the front line spiritually, and we want to get behind them in this season. We celebrate all that God is doing across the life of Enjoy Church. But here's the thing. Maybe you're watching in today and you're like, Shane, it's great that God is doing all this for all the Enjoyers and all that you're a part of and all. Yeah, I get it, but I don't know the Lord. Friends, if you don't know the Lord, you can know Jesus today. The thing I love about the gospel, it is here for all of us. It's here for you, just like the gospel was there for me. The difference between those who know God and those who don't know God typically is those who know God receive the gift of salvation. We just said yes when the gospel was presented to us. Today, you have an opportunity to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and the salvation that comes in His name. So all over the world, wherever you are today, if you're leaning in, watching in, you're like, Shane, I would love to know Jesus, and I would love to access the promises that you've been speaking about. I would love to access the miracles that we've been hearing about today. I all want this for my own life. I want it for my marriage, for my family, for my business, whatever it is. Friends, I want to encourage you, receive salvation in the name of the Lord, and you'll have access to all the promises and all the blessings of God. But you, like me, will need to say yes if you want to access it. So wherever you are today, if you're watching on our online platform, on the bottom right-hand side of the screen, there's a little raised hand. I want to encourage you, if you want to give your life to Jesus today, don't let another day go by. Hit that little raised hand right now on the bottom right-hand side of the screen, on the online platform, just hit that little raised hand. Just hit it now in Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you used to walk with God but have drifted away. Stop the drift today, come home, hit the little raised hand, give your life back to Jesus today. Just hit that little raised hand. Maybe you're watching on Facebook, on one of our Facebook platforms. Can I encourage you today, if you're in one of our communities leaning in today and you want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to access the promises and the goodness of God, just write in the comment section now, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just type that in there. I want to give my life to Jesus. And someone's going to connect with you, someone from our New Life team. Probably Pastor Tammy Newcastle may connect with many of you, but someone will certainly connect with you that you might continue to be given resource to walk with God and to start this journey in God, that you might get to know Him and become the person that God has always ordained you to be. Give your life to Jesus today. In fact, why don't we all pray for everybody right now who has just given their life to the Lord. It's not too late. Hit that little raised hand right in the comment section. I want to give my life to Jesus, and let's pray together. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my all. And I believe from this day on, you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, my friend. And I believe from this day on that I'm your child and I'll never be alone again. And the promises of God are yes and amen to me and my family in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. God bless you, Enjoyers, wherever you are. To all of our Enjoy location pastors, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do for all the people of Enjoy Church. Why don't you send them a big shout out and say thank you for all that you do. Know that we love you. We're praying for you. Get ready for Kidmania. God bless you, everybody. Here comes Kidmania. Bye for now.